Welcome to Office Hours with SDH Connect. Today we'll be talking with Dr. Angelette Tucker, Assistant Professor of the Sociology of Religion here at the BU School of Theology. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Tucker.
Thank you.
Today we'll be talking about African-American religious experience. Eddie Glaude, perhaps echoing a very famous statement of Nietzsche's, has said in an article about a year and a half ago that the black church is dead. He may have said this not because individual African-American churches are non-functioning, but because the black church can no longer claim exclusive power over those it once seemed to possess completely, the African-American churchgoer. Whether this is simply a statement of fact or an interpretation of trends that have always existed in African-American religious life is not what we're going to discuss today. We don't have that much time. What we will be talking about is how a predominantly African-American musical subculture, generally considered to be a secular place, Chicago Step, may help reveal just how vibrant and complicated black religious life can be. So, Dr. Tucker, if you can start us out, can you just let us know, answer the obvious question, what is Chicago Step?
Sure. Chicago Stepping, or as some people give it the shorthand, Steppin', is referred to by many enthusiasts as the jazz of ballroom. It's an amalgam of several American-born partnered swing-style ballroom dances like the jitterbug and the bop and the lindy hop that Chicagoans made their own, if you will, in the 70s and 80s. But the modern version of stepping starts to take shape in the 90s and early 2000s. I use the term Chicago stepping or step-in to distinguish it from another dance called by a similar name. It's another popular group dance phenomenon among Black Greek organizations called stepping that looks very different, and this is not the same thing. So I use the qualifier Chicago stepping or stepping to signify the difference between that and step. The music is a really big part of steppers culture. Steppers music, as it's called, is really soul music. They're not really a dedicated group of artists that produce the music that steppers dance to. Any music, really, could be played during a stepper set or a stepper's party. But the stepper's DJs choose a certain kind of music, music first that falls within certain beats per minute, because it's this tempo that facilitates a smooth dance. So in this way, stepping is much different from its earlier predecessors in the smoothness of it. Looks much different from the lindy hop, for example. I also say that steppers music tends to be music that celebrates love and vitality and relationships. This morning I was jamming to Leroy Hudson's Lover's Holiday, a song made in 1976, and William Devon's classic Be Thankful for What You've Got. That music is from the late 70s, but the music that you'll hear played, when I mean soul music, I don't mean just the soul music of yesteryear. I mean neo-soul that's played today. So you'll hear some of those newer artists like Dwele and Angie Stone and Ledisi also played in the same environment. And occasionally you'll hear a hip-hop song or an R&B song or even a country song if it fits the stepper's beat and the stepper's mood on a stepper set. And so these stepper's sets, as we call them, or parties, take place in a variety of venues. A smooth dance floor is really all steppers need, and a really good sound system. So you can hear of sets at formal banquet halls, or they can be in hole-in-the-wall bars or restaurants, wherever there's a dance floor that's danceable, and anywhere a stepper has space to move and listen to music can be a location for a potential stepper set.
We've been talking about how Chicago Step seems to incorporate aspects of both religious communities and secular communities. We'll cover how and why throughout the talk, but let's talk first about the religious elements. What does Chicago Step community, or the Chicago Step community share with a religious community?
That's a really good question. I think that Steppers communities, first of all, sort of resemble congregations. At least this is an argument I intend to make. I mean, Nancy Immerman has talked about the congregation as a locally situated, multi-generational, voluntary organization of people who gather together with a religious intent. And so Steppers communities fit this in many ways. The people definitely gather regularly sometimes. Depending on the city where you live, this could be every day or three times a week. And at these gatherings, people are learning how to dance, but sometimes they also do activities together. There are groups that are committed to community service and outreach. So in that way, they look very much like congregations. The missing element there is obviously the gathering for an explicitly religious purpose. But by every other measure, they look like congregations. And I also think that these communities grow in a kind of congregational style. You have a leader who will plant Steppers Club in a particular location and gather members. And so it looks very churchy-like, if you will, or congregation-like in that way.
And what about the people who attend? Do they self-identify as religious? Does religion enter in any way in those communities?
Not in a formal sense, but based on the survey data I've collected, it seems like the Steppers communities in Atlanta are made up largely by religious people, people who are self-identifying as religious and are affiliated and active in a wide variety of religious contexts, traditional religious contexts. So this is by and large, these are by and large communities that are gathering religious people, not necessarily for explicit religious purpose in the Steppers community, but who are doing other religious things outside of that world.
And how do their religious backgrounds affect the way that they operate, or do they, within the Steppers community?
This is a really good question, and this is one of the questions that I'm still exploring based on the sort of interviews that I've done with people about the role of religion and how it helps them, or how what role it plays in their interaction with the Steppers world. So religion is not a primary feature. You don't see it displayed. People are not talking about religion, but my hunch is people are relying on their religious training and beliefs and understandings to navigate their way through this, quote, secular subculture.
So from that description, it kind of sounds like Chicago Steps is a subculture where people just gather to dance. But you've noticed or you've observed that it plays a much more significant role in some people's lives.
Yes. I get this feeling, especially in a location like Chicago, which is the epicenter of the Steppers community. There, the subculture has much more of a way of life feeling to it. The people who participate in the Chicago dance community have, first of all, many opportunities to go out. They're together more often. And it definitely has a feeling that this is a lifestyle and not a hobby when you're in a place like Chicago. I think in terms of the literature about African Americans, there's been very little exploration of secular spaces, if you will, that African Americans go to fellowship together. And I think that the Steppers world represents one of these places that people are going together to fellowship, but also in this fellowship are making meaning, if you will, of what's going on outside of the Steppers world. I think stepping helps some people make their life meaningful in that kind of way, and in the way that it gives them a sort of confidence and self-esteem, and a community of like-minded people to connect to in that way. Typically, when scholars of religion are talking about meaning-making, they're referring to, you know, concepts that people like Peter Berger, the way they have described religion as a meaning-making enterprise. And Berger here is talking about answering religion, answering the big questions in life. Who am I? Why are we here? And what is our place in the universe? But I think that in examining the role that Steppers communities play in the lives of people, that meaning-making is not just about those big questions. It's about the mundane and the everyday. It's about a place where people are processing, not verbally, through against, the chaos, the tragedy, the joy of everyday life in a way that's not a cognitive and abstract and philosophical experience, but it's one that they play out in interaction in their bodies. So in this way, I see separatist communities as part of the meaning-making sort of process. Now, I'm not suggesting that everyone experiences it in this way. Some people simply opt out and use this community primarily as a place, see this community primarily as a place where they practice their hobby. But for many, many people, it is way more than this. And it's that that extra element that I'm trying to capture in the work.
Can you give us an example of maybe a life event or something that around which steppers might create meaning, or an event that they might kind of process through mm-hmm. the community?
Well, for example, if someone dies in the community, a stepper set is held in their honor. And if someone is on having hardship, for example, if they've lost their job or they are going through a medical crisis, there will be a stepper set convened in honor of this person. People also regularly celebrate the more mundane life experiences like birthdays or promotions or any event in their life that they consider significant can be a reason for a gathering of a specialist stepper set. And so I think those are just a few examples.
And you've described before how you experienced or you heard someone say that or explain to you that Chicago Step is not just something that people do, it's a way of life. Mm-hmm. Can you explain?
For those people who see it as a hobby, they go to a set, they practice the dance for recreation, they go home, and that's it.
Right.
For people for whom it's a way of life, what's happening at the stepper set translates beyond. It affects them outside of the stepper's world. So, for example, their musical tastes may change, and they may start listening to stepper's music exclusively or predominantly, buying the instructors who come from Chicago on a regular basis to Atlanta to provide sort of instruction, bring with them the latest music that Chicago DJs have selected. So they'll sell these CDs at all the steps. So some people, you know, consume this music, and then it becomes stuff they listen to at work or on the way to work or at home while they're practicing or just in their general lives. People's style of dress can be affected by their participation in the stepper's world. Style is very much a part of this dance. It's about expression of individuality. It's about bringing a little flair or opening up one's personality. So a person who's shy and quiet might find themselves buying clothes that are outside, pushing their boundaries of what their personality is like. And people often begin doing it to fit in with the stepper's culture, but it translates into their work life. Maybe they're dressing a little bit more dramatically in work life in a way. So there are these carryover behaviors that make it bleed beyond what's just happening on the dance floor. It becomes a sort of encompassing thing. They're going to work, listen to stepper's music and their new stepper's clothes, after work going to a stepper set and doing it all over again the next day, and often traveling or choosing to navigate the community with other people that they found, new friends, new other cohorts that they sort of move about the stepper's world. And sometimes these friendships translate into their worlds outside of the dance. So in that way, it becomes a sort of a broader, encompassing experience, not just about me going to practice my hobby at a set.
So if there's this sort of bleed over or holdover or translation into everyday life, how does that interact with people's religious life when they self-identify mm-hmm. as religious? Mm-hmm. Do these two sort of meaning-making settings clash ever, or do they meld, or how mm-hmm. does that, what is the experience, or what have you observed?
I think this to me is one of the most interesting aspects of what I'm finding by talking to people. I think there are negotiations going on. If people are entering this world with a sort of strong set of religious beliefs or a strong religious participation, this has to be altered if they are also intend to participate in the Steppers community in a significant way. So there's a negotiation, sometimes internal conflict about which event should they go to. Should they go to the revival at church? Should they go to the big-time stepper set that's in town? How can they do both, as some people do? Sneaking out of choir rehearsal early, as one participant told me, to make it to a regular stepper set during the week. There are points where they converge, and there are points where they conflict, but the story here is about negotiation. In this world, those things need to be negotiated if they're going to fit in this new way of life.
So if a stepper's culture is a meaning-making culture, does that mean that it's a religious culture? You said that it's not an overtly religious culture earlier. Mm-hmm. And if so, does that mean that these are two competing religious aspects?
Mm-hmm. I do believe that stepping is a religious culture, but I'm using the word religious in a different sort of way. And I don't think it's part of it has to do with its meaning-making capacity, as I've already talked about and named. But I'm compelled by an argument that an American religious historian actually has made, Gary Latterman. And he's published a recent book called Sacred Matters. And he talks about broadening the range of what it means to think about the religious. And it need not be, in Latterman's words, the religious need not be about thoughts and behaviors and communities that are in rituals that are oriented towards some kind of transcendent force. They need not be about God. And he argues that there are many communities in our culture that are tied together emotionally, that create meaning memories together, that help people transform their identities, that help people make their lives meaningful. That's also religious. And these experiences need not be anchored in traditional religious institutions. So in that way, stepping culture certainly fits in within the range of the religious as Latterman describes it. But what I'm finding is that the steppers culture is not completely detached from traditional religious institutions in the way that Latterman describes. In this case, maybe it's perhaps because the sheer number of people in the steppers world are affiliating and are attached to institutions in some way or active in some way. So they're not completely unhinged from these traditional religious communities in the way that Latterman describes. But certainly something religious is going on here, and how you define, whether you use Latterman's definition or use a more traditional sort of substantive definition of religion, I think you can see that here.
And you've mentioned before that stepping culture, though it incorporates lots of different people, different types, walks, ethnicities, it's predominantly an African-American musical subculture.
Mm-hmm.
So does this speak to what you think Dr. Glad was saying about how black religious life is complicated? Is not just the black church, capital letters, anymore?
Absolutely. I think the scholarship on black religious experience tends to be black church focused. And obviously, the black church has had a significant influence over black religious life, especially here in America, for a number of reasons, including patterns of social of segregation and the like. But it's not the only place. It's not the only meaning-making place for African Americans. There have always been other social places, some of them, quote, secular, where people have gathered to do this. And I'm suggesting that steppers subculture is one of these places. But it's not an either-or story. It's not about, I'm going to leave the black church to do this. It's about, which I think is even more dynamic, and the interplay between these multiple worlds. And I'm just terribly fascinated by the many ways that people put these worlds together. My project I'm not trying to discredit the black church. I'm not trying to say that what's going on there is not important. I'm just encouraging scholars, pastors, lay people to look outside of those institutional walls to see very vibrant signs of religious life in a way that they may not have ever thought about religion. Religion is alive and well outside of the Black church. Or if people don't prefer that term religion, there are all kinds of religion-like experiences and communities.
Spiritual, sacred,
that people are encountering the sacred in a way that that is much more broad and dynamic than I think that people have taken account of before.
So given the way that the Black church, maybe not the only place where these meaning-making events can happen, where people can find the spiritual or the sacred, given that you're explaining, maybe even to the church, that these things are happening, or this study might explain how that could happen in other places, is there an opportunity for the church to sort of reclaim these things, or to make itself larger by incorporating these things, or do they need to be separate?
I don't see the need for the church to try to reclaim that space, or I think the church is already there through the individual people. I'm making conscious what has already been going on in a sort of unconscious way. The church is already present in the Steppers world, not because they have a table at the dance floor, but they have individuals who are carrying with them their traditions as they're participating in this world.
You gave an example of specifically the way that people bring their morals to the dance floor. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. I think for a person who's just been introduced to the Stepper subculture, especially if they've had this Chicago sort of Damascus Road experience, many people describe that experience in a very chaotic way. I mean, on its surface, the community looks... what someone described as amoral. I mean, there's sexuality and vitality are sort of some of the core values of a Steppers community, which can seem like amorality for a person who's used to a sort of more rigid standard of how one should carry oneself. And I think people who worship some of the dancers in the community who are really experienced, they become like celebrities, if you will. And once one peels back the layers of the culture and sees these people as very flawed human beings, some of them who are participating in all kinds of infidelity and all kinds of practices that would not be viewed in a favorable light, I think a person... draws on their sort of religious stuff as a kind of moral compass to navigate their way through this seemingly amoral culture. Mm-hmm. At the same time, while most of the people I talk to describe Steppers culture in a pejorative way, they still participate in it. And I think it's because they're unable in some way to name, even though they feel it, the sort of positive benefits of this culture. Yes, it looks like it's hypersexuality and people are doing whatever they want, but those are the same reasons why people are attracted to it, a kind of liberation from traditional ways of thinking about how to be in the world. The Steppers world presents another vision of how one can be. You can be a more robust version of yourself. You can try on new friendships with people who you normally would not talk to. You can explore here. So while they're repelled in one way by this, they're also attracted to the community, perhaps for in ways, as I argue, they're not able to articulate, though, but for what the community, the vision that the community sets up for what life can be like.
You mentioned that you can try on friendships with people that you normally might not. Mm-hmm. And I believe in a previous conversation you and I had, you mentioned that sometimes that's because you belong to different religious denominations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And sometimes the dance floor can be a place where those friendships can happen. Can you explain or just touch on briefly how that might be useful? And you mentioned even interfaith dialogue as a possibility through Steppin' culture.
Yes, the black religious experience is quite... diverse. You have people, much like the mainstream population, people are conservative and liberal, or Jehovah's Witnesses and Muslims. And outside of the dance space, there are few places where people, I guess aside from the workplace, where people would interact with people who think very differently from them. And for obvious reasons, those conversations cause conflict. When you're in the dance floor, one of the, you know, the sort of unspoken rules about going out to stepper set is that you're encouraged to mix and mingle with everyone. So it's not a world where you come and hang out just with the five people that you came with. The goal is to dance with as many people as possible, so you can improve your skill, of course. And that's the intent. People are search for new dance partners and mingle at different tables if they're at a large set to meet new people so they can have potential dance partners. And I think that dancing is a very, very powerful nonverbal communication method. It's a sort of way people communicate without talking to one another. So in that way, in a sort of abstract sense, what people are doing when they're going out is communicating with people that they normally would not communicate with. And I think that has great value for African-American communities, some of which have been, I think, torn apart by sort of differences among religion in terms of getting together to deal with social justice issues. What if this provides another forum for people to pull together their ideas and stretch themselves beyond their religious comfort zones? I love this, that I'm finding so many organizations, steppers organizations or clubs that are participating in community service activities together. And the Black church has been long known for a place where community service or activities beyond sort of religious has happened. The Black church is a sort of center of social life, is a key foundational finding from many sociologists in the beginning of this century. So the fact that people are doing this together in another forum that is not religiously based is really fascinating to me. I think it has great potential.
All right, well, thank you very much, Dr. Tucker. I enjoyed talking with you, and I'm sure everyone will enjoy hearing all about this. Thank you for joining us.